This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Come on, ain't that hard? Let's do it all together. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I've been saying, again, Mike Lindell. You know, the MyPillow.com guy. Yeah, that's right. That nut. Not really, but look, guys, he is allowing, are making it easier, better for us in the business to be able to make some money off of the, online. I am one of those guys, I hate asking for money. I don't want to do it. And, you know, conservatives, for whatever reason, not that they're cheap, they just don't think that other people, you know, people need money to make things happen, right? So it's kind of like, I don't want you to give the donation. I mean, I'm sure if that's what you want to do, fine. But you can actually now, you can hop it, go to MyPillow.com, where this product that you need, Christmas is coming up. You want to buy gifts for people? Mom, dad, whoever. I mean, really. See, Christmas, again, is coming up. Start ordering. Do not be one of those guys, like I know. Do not be one of those guys that steps up, 2 weeks before Christmas going, I ought to get my wife something for Christmas. You're going to be a dead man. Your hospital bills are going to be more money than the gift you were thinking of not buying her. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-MILF-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, 30 to 70% off. I mean, what else do you want? 30 to 70% off, right? And again, pillows, sheets, pillowcases, all kinds of crazy stuff. All right, I've been vindicated 2, 3, or 4 times over. You know, I always make fun of some of you folks that love, to just hold the celebrities in such high esteem drives me crazy. Yes, it does. You know, and I got to say, there was an article in the New York Post, and the article starts off. You ready for this one? Are you obsessed with Kim Kardashian's butt? Can't get enough of, I don't even know what this is, Bennifer getting back together? Chances are, you're an idiot. Yes, I agree. At least that's according to a new academic study. New research has deemed people obsessed with Hollywood gossip, A-list celebrities, not to be that smart. Right? Now, I know some of you are not surprised by this. I'm not at all. I always make fun of it. I love when I hear people say, well, Kim said this, and so-and-so said that, and Martin Sheen, I mean, the drug addict said this. So what? Who are they? They're people that have made $1 million off of you laughing at the stupidity and the foolishness they do. Now, if you like to be entertained, okay, fine. I mean, certain comedians I go see, there's certain shows I've always loved watching. And I'm okay with that. But, I mean, when you start thinking that Kim Kardashian is one of the smartest people on the planet, right, that's going to vote for these people for public office, there's something wrong with you. You may just be an idiot. Now, the study published in a psychology publication, obviously, it asserts that there's a direct association between celebrity worship and poor performance on cognitive tests. The study asked almost 1,800 adults to undertake a 30-word vocabulary test and a digit symbol submission test. They completed a celebrity attitude scale, and it was questioned to determine their levels of interest in famous people. Participants simply had to answer yes or no to a series of statements on celebrity attitude. Some of them included, I feel compelled to learn the personal habits of my favorite celebrity. I'm obsessed with the details. Another yes or no statement read, if I were lucky enough to meet my favorite celebrity, and he or she asked me to do something illegal as a favor, well, I'd probably do it. Wow. Let that sink in for a minute. Researchers found that the high scores of the celebrity attitude scale correlated with the lower performance on the two cognitive ability tests. Participants were also asked about their income, material wealth, and levels of education in order to gain the most detailed picture possible. However, the researchers were unable to determine whether celebrity obsessive performance and is poorly on the cognitive test because they use their brain power thinking about A-listers. You know, they don't think for themselves. They go looking to these people for answers to everyday issues of life. I know some of you get mad at me, but I don't really care. Remember when I always liked Reese Witherspoon as an actress. I don't really care for anything else about her. Okay? And everybody was all the rage when she was pre-chewing her children's food. Let that sink in. I know some of you I've heard do this. I don't know how or why. Brad Dacus joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL Joe. 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged. I mean, seriously, be part of the solution by getting informed. And I love to say this line because it's so true. I'm not the end-all, be-all. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. That's why I bring people in that have a clue. I bring people in that are either experts in their field. I've been working it a heck of a lot longer than some of us. And you really need, they're the ones you need to listen to. I ask the leading questions, they come up with the answers. Really that simple. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me. Always appreciate his time with me. And Brad, Again, thanks for being with me. And you know what? I always wait till the end, and I think I don't want to wait till the end. Tell people about PJI, what they do, and how we can help.
Oh, you bet, Joe. We're a nonprofit, 501c3, tax-deductible, legal organization ministry that works hard with to defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life for everyone, all across the country with 36 offices in 26 states, coast to coast. And once again, we do our work completely without charge. And we get involved in a lot of cases other organizations don't. And what makes us the most unique, I think, is that we don't just cherry pick a few high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help and that no one's left on the side of the road. So we're here to serve. And if people want to keep up with our cases, they want to get our exclusive e-newsletter. We have over 220 cases in active litigation right now as we speak. And the number keeps growing, you know, as we talk on this show. Now it's over 220 coast to coast. If people want to keep up with our cases or if they need help and we can assist them, or they want to look at our wonderful free resources, or they want to support our work, they can just go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, pji.org.
You know, are there any of those cases you could, I mean, come on, with all those cases, any of them you can talk about? Because I know sometimes you really can't talk about a case for whatever reason, you know, for legal reasons, obviously. But what seems to be the bulk of the cases that you're dealing with now? Because we've seen you have cycles over the years, you know?
We do. We had a cycle of a lot of churches being denied permits to be able to build and to be able to exist. We swatted those down very successfully. And then another wave we had were pastors and ministers being criminally prosecuted across the country, criminally, for simply preaching the gospel in public places protected by the First Amendment. We stepped in, we led the charge on those. Then we had, churches and synagogues were shut down across the country. We led the charge in defending them, and we got the Supreme Court decision to step in and order Governor Gavin Newsom to open up the churches and synagogues. Then we had a huge tsunami of cases following that of people being purged from their job in the government sector, the private sector across the country. For one reason, it's because of their sincerely held religious beliefs not to take the controversial COVID vaccines. We've been taking those on all across the country, and now a new wave we see happening, we have cases on, are defending people who are being told, public school teachers and others, being told, hey, you have to affirm pronouns. You have to affirm confusion, encourage a lie and confusion with children or others, or you lose your job. But we're stepping in and we're defending them all across the country. And the latest thing that we just announced a campaign on, Joe, was to defend the Jewish students on these college campus universities, as well as the Christians who are in favor of Israel, from the harassment, the threats, the bigotry being pushed out by these radical leftist professors of Harvard and other universities, as well as by the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist mobs that are outrageously attacking, not just verbally, but physically, on these universities and campuses. We at PJI, we're stepping up the plate to represent and defend every one of these people being persecuted by these thugs that need to be sent back or need to be punished or fired if you're talking about professors. This is our latest crusade, if you will, and our attorneys are doing it wholeheartedly.
Wow. I was just talking to the last guest about this. I said, look, I don't know how old you are, Brad, but I'm, you know, in my early 60s, and I tell people, I have never seen such hate for the Jewish community in all my years. You know, when I was a kid, in high school, junior high school, my mom was a hairdresser. She had a large Jewish clientele, always playing with the Jew. I mean, there was no difference. There was no anything. I mean, obviously, there's some religious differences, you know, belief differences in that light. But the hate for the Jews is far beyond an evil level, isn't it?
You're right. And a lot of it is facilitated through the large amount of immigration from Muslim Arabic countries. I mean, let's just call it what it is. That's where a lot of it's coming from. A lot of these students on these university campuses, you know, they're Arabic, they're Muslim, they're hardcore, in-your-face. I think a lot of Americans didn't realize what we were bargaining for when we had them come to America. There wasn't a test to see, are you anti-Semitic? Do you hate the Jews? Do you want all the Jews killed? Do you want Israel exterminated? Unfortunately, that is the consensus among a lot of in those communities. Not everyone, but many, and it's facilitating and manifesting itself full force on our colleges, universities, not one, not two, but all across the country, coast to coast. And we need to look at this as a major wake-up call for those of us who want true freedom and liberty and tolerance for all Americans, including Jewish Americans who appreciate this country and have been persecuted far too long.
Yeah, I agree with you. The other thing I've said to people is that the Democrats have been playing a long game since, you know, the 40s and 50s. We haven't. You know, they lay out the foundation. They know what they want to go after. They know how they want to go after it. And they play that game. And you see that in education. They've been playing this in education for decades. And these kids that have been turned against their country, turned against their parents, turned against their religious beliefs, you know, their basic religious beliefs. And now look at what they've been told about Israel versus the rest of the planet, so to speak. It shows you it can be done. It shows you that they know how to do it, and they've been doing it, and we need to stop playing with these gentlemanly rules. Anyway, we'll talk more about this when we return. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel's war against Hamas is in its 18th day. As heavy fighting continues, intense negotiations are reportedly underway to try to free a large number of hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. Israel has agreed to delay a ground invasion as the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt work to free hostages. Court documents show the off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who allegedly tried to shut off the engines of a Horizon Airlines flight had taken psychedelic mushrooms. Joseph David Emerson was sitting in the cockpit jump seat when he said, "I'm not okay," before trying to pull the engine fire extinguisher handles. One pilot struggled with Emerson. He told the flight attendant, "You need to cuff me right now or it's going to be bad." He faces 160 state charges, including attempted murder. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Massey, your host. Yeah, I got to press the right button, right? Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be. It's really that simple. Truly be part of the conversation. Let me bring him back on. Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Check them out, PJI.org. PJI.org. And, you know, Brett, I don't even know where to start, man. There's so much crazy stuff going on. So many things that we can hit upon. It's just nuts. You know, there's been two school districts now here in California, state of, that have banned the gay pride flag from the classrooms, that kind of thing. And there's an argument back and forth going that, you know, the gay community is a protective community. Because, you know, you and I have had this discussion around the blue line flag and other flags, too. So what they did was they put a policy in place that only the state flag and the, our American flag can be flown in the classrooms, in the, in the school, on school properties. Is that defensible?
Extremely defensible. In fact, it's very, not just defensible, it's very logical. You know, do we want public schools to be places where all students feel welcome, all students feel included? Inclusive policies are policies that don't have flags flying that separate or distinguish one group from another in favor of one group or another. When a child sees a rainbow flag in a classroom, it sends a loud message. That with that, from a traditional religious family, sends a message to that child that you, your family, your beliefs are sub of this classroom. You're below the beliefs of this classroom because you don't agree with the radical LGBTQ movement and that, it's okay for kids to have their body parts literally surgically cut off and injected with hormones in order to change the hormone to be different than what God created them to be. So if you believe that, then you are rejected. Your beliefs are not to be respected. And we don't want that. Public schools need to work to be a place where every student, not just a certain group of students, every student feels welcome, accepted, because if we want to maximize education, you have to maximize the degree that children feel welcome and not excluded. The extent to which a child is not welcome, is not excluded, is a direct infringement upon that child's ability to get a quality education and to focus on that education. So everyone knows that. So this is a solid policy. It furthers education. It furthers true equality, true tolerance of all students.
Yeah, I look at some of this stuff and I say to myself, it is not equal. It hasn't been equal in so long. And to your point, if a Christian kid says, look, I'm offended by the flag, I shouldn't have to sit in class with that kind of flag here, they would call him, you know, a bigot, a homophobe, a hater. You know, there's a gazillion articles out right now about how Christianity is failing, and it's failing because it refuses to acknowledge and come in, to the 21st century here, which I find really interesting, and it shows that they really don't understand our belief system. They don't understand how we love and believe and trust God through His Word. The Word doesn't change. You know, they don't seem to get that. For them, it's a fantasy, a fairy tale, a story that you could twist and turn any way you want to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, God is not a fashion that comes and goes.
That's the way to put it. Not a fad. Yeah,
not a fad or fashion, but it is modified for the trend of the day. No, God is God, and people believe in God, know that He is beyond the boundaries of time and space. He's the creator of all things. He's the redeemer for everyone who chooses to believe. To try to take and bring it down to something that's just arbitrary, capricious, just change your religion. Just change who God is. That is insane.
Well, tell your God he's wrong.
Insane.
How about that one? Tell your God he's wrong, right?
Yeah, and that's in essence what they're saying. God is wrong. Your God is wrong. Your belief is wrong. And how can they say that they have a truly tolerant society and a truly, quote-unquote, inclusive, diverse society when they fly a rainbow flag yelling and screaming in the face of every child every day, every moment, that they and their faith are not wanted, not accepted, and need to be silent and, you know, in our society today, and cheapened in our society today. It's absolutely insane. It's like having a classroom of Jewish students flying the Nazi flag and saying, what's the problem? There's a problem. Those Jewish kids are going to have a lot of mental anguish. They're not going to have a quality education. They're not going to trust the teacher. They're going to be belittled. We need to have no flags flying that in any way are divisive, isolating, demeaning, and insulting to children or their families. So this is a policy every public school district in America should adopt. It's a no-brainer. Only the American flag, the state flag, that's it. Let every child come and be welcome and have a quality education.
We had this argument at our school board, and it had to do with the blue line flag. You recall that? And
yeah, that's pro-law enforcement, giving respect for those who are
agreed.
Laying down
that
their
was,
lives.
That was my point. And then I said, okay, so what do we do now with plays? I mean, if we have offensive flags in plays, you know, what if we have a play that has to do with Nazi Germany? Do we not show the Nazi flag or the Nazi symbol? I mean, not that I'm saying we should be out there, but for historic reasons, there shouldn't be any reason not to show that flag. Same thing with what is it? What do they call it? The Union Jack or the Confederate flag, right? So we've got some black kids that are offended by it because they believe they know what it means and what it stands for. But if you're doing a historic play, if you're doing something historical, do we now bury those things so that we never see them again and we don't know anything about them? This is the problem we're having today overall, and it doesn't make any sense.
Right. So, from a historical perspective, it's very, very different than a social statement made by a leftist, activist, psycho public school teacher who wants to just brainwash their kids, no matter what. But a play, a musical, showing something in history, articulating and demonstrating something in history, does not endorse what happened in history, does not support what happened in history. Gone with the Wind, the movie, people watch that, they'll see some Confederate flags. does that mean that the purpose of the movie is to endorse slavery? No. Absolutely not. It was a historic, classical, historical film showing a drama and a conflict of the Civil War, and actually the destruction involved in the Civil War.
And a way it hadn't been shown before, frankly, with that kind of destruction and that kind of detail. Up to that point,
So it's from history is not communicating endorsement. Having the flag fly every day in the face of every student in every classroom, that is endorsement, and that is a direct affront to the dignity and the families and the beliefs of a large segment of students who, frankly, I would say, if they're in that kind of a classroom, first they should contact Pacific Justice Institute so we can address it, address the teacher who has the psycho problems, the intolerance, the hate, whatever the issue is driving them, and the delusion. But also, I would encourage secondarily for those child and those parents to look at alternative schooling to get out of the public schools. Don't let that teacher, don't let that school district get your money, your tax dollars. Look at other alternatives. And, of course, that's what so many are doing by looking at homeschool co-ops, private schools, and the like.
Well, when we come back from the break, Governor Gavin Newsom is screaming foul because a judge, Roger Benitez, he has stripped away California's three-decade-old assault weapon ban. Now, he said because it was 30 years old plus, that it was set in stone, it was done. And if I had him sitting here on the phone, I'd say, well, what about the Second Amendment? It's a heck of a lot longer than 30 years old. Why can't you adhere to that? It's just amazing to me. So again, these guys need to figure out there's a lot more going on out there. There's a lot more to the law than just because you get a left-wing or a right-wing judge. That's what I like to say when they lose, right? It was a right-wing judge. It was a Trump-appointed judge. It's a quote-unquote Republican judge. We'll deal more with this, like I said, on the other side of the break. Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad when we return.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, God, you and I go back a long way. I was just thinking that I had you on the show a couple of times, and then you did the prayer breakfast out in my area. You remember that?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you went across the street to get some free donuts from the protesters, as I recall.
And yeah, I went out there and visited with the protesters that were protesting me and connected with them and invited them in to hear me talk, and one of them did actually come in, and after I was done, walked up to me, shook my hand, and says, "Well, I'm really glad I heard what you had to say and where your heart's coming from." And so, you know, I do everything I can to reach out and, can, you know, walk across the aisle several, you know, miles, if you will, to connect. And
so,
and it's nice when we're successful in doing that.
Let me tell you the upside to that. I am friends with that person today. Okay, partially because of them coming to that and you reaching out to them, and we have talked over the years. They still maintain that they're, you know, they're a registered Democrat, but they said they you know, they got beat up, if you would, verbally, for even talking to you and coming in and saying, "Hey, you know what, guys, you should come in because it wasn't that bad. It wasn't what you think it is."
So, I didn't know that.
Said to me, "Look, you've never been nasty to me like that." I said, "Well, there's no reason to." Just because we disagree on this stuff doesn't mean I have to put you down and be nasty towards you. Makes no sense. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, besides, love I can't get you to donate to my campaign if I get mad, if I treat you badly.
You know? Yeah. No, I'll never forget that. And hats off to that man who young man who came in and heard what I had to say that morning at the prayer breakfast. And what I find interesting is the opposition, those who are on the side of evil, you can always see them. They have something in common, and that is they do not want to have true dialogue. They don't want understanding. No, they want to vilify, isolate, and silence and destroy.
Yep.
That is their modus operandi. And a Christian biblical worldview, which is what I like to say that I have, is one that is about reaching out, loving people where they are, connecting people with where they are, and respectfully and lovingly sharing your hope, the hope within you, while you also listen and are respectful to others. If we had that as the standard cultural operation in our society today, this nation, America, would be a much better place. And those who are trying to silence, vilify, destroy on the left, it's very clear what their motive, what their standard procedure is, and it's very dangerous for the long term of American health and society.
Oh, totally agree with you. So we got Governor Gavin Newsom, sir. You know what? He would be a whole new level of liar in chief. You know that with the way he handles stuff. And
yes,
he came out recently because the ban on here in California, the ban on assault weapon, which I get the biggest kick out of. Because they generically call it assault weapon like a semi-automatic. So that means every semi-automatic pistol will become an assault weapon in some way, shape, manner, or form. So he goes off on this right-wing NRA puppet judge, Roger Benitez, and he said he stripped away California's three-decade-old assault weapon ban. And, I sit here and say to myself, well, the Second Amendment's been around for well over 200 years. You don't think that that's set in stone. However, you think a 30-year ban on something that doesn't really exist, an assault weapon, somehow has precedent over a constitutional amendment. So I do find that, interesting, somewhat, frankly, somewhat funny that the judge will go down that road and say, there's nothing in the Constitution that prohibits somebody from owning a gun like this. Nowhere. Now,
right. And
go ahead.
Right. I was going to say, 2 points. One is the fact that the term assault weapon and how it's defined is somewhat arbitrary and capricious. I mean, let's be honest with you. I mean, what that means to one person is very different than what that means to another. So that's first off. And if something is arbitrary and capricious, it is to be struck down. That is standard protocol in jurisprudence. Second is the fact that we're not talking about a statutory privilege, the right to bear arms. We're talking about amendment to the Constitution and the recognition of a fundamental right to bearing arms to be able to protect yourself, protect your family, protect your nation, protect your freedoms. That is a fundamental right. So therefore, anything that in any way infringes on the expressed fundamental right to bear arms, is to undergo strict scrutiny, there must be a validation of a compelling state interest for it, narrowly tailored to the most least restrictive means. Well, this 30-year-old statute does not meet that test at all. It's, like I say, it's somewhat arbitrary, it's capricious, so that people need to understand, the Second Amendment is the starting point, the fundamental rights, the starting point. Anything that in any way infringes upon that must be justified by a compelling state interest, narrowly tailored, the most least restrictive means of furthering whatever that interest is. But I think that judge was absolutely right.
Yeah, and this is what's teeing off Newsom big time, frankly, is this is the same judge that I think just weeks before had struck down their large capacity magazine ownership as being unconstitutional as well. So they're really in arms. And the funny thing about this is that if you go back and look, go back 50 years, start 50 years ago, I don't care when you start, and you look at the mass murders, the mass shootings, or what have you, look at the guns that were legally owned by people who got them, you know, again, legally, and, you know, they cherish their rights to have a gun. They don't go nilly-willy out, you know, shooting 20, 30, 40, 50 people. I'd like you to do a, not you, but the generic you, do a detailed look at these, again, these massive shootings and who they were done by. How did they get the guns? How did they get the, for God's sakes, in California, every time you go buy ammunition, you have to do a background check, which means they know every time you buy it, like real time right now.
Right.
When do we challenge that one? I can't even imagine that that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we have so many safety checks in California to buy a just a regular revolver. It's so difficult. It takes time. You have to pass an exam. So it all right there filters out people who are crazy, who are not going to be able to pass the exam. Then you've got to have a background check on you. There has to be time, has to to pass by before you can pick up your weapon. There's strict rules regarding carrying a weapon and the ammunition, and you have to keep the ammunition separate from the gun when you go to target. I mean, there's so many checks and balances already within the law in California. The key is that the fundamental right to bear arms, to protect you, protect your family, to protect your freedoms and liberties, that cannot be just willy-nilly taken away by some activist or activist judge. And this is just another example of why it's so important we be appreciative of who and careful who we put in the White House. Because Donald Trump was elected president in 2016, because of him, that's the reason we've had these fantastic Supreme Court victories, these fantastic victories in these federal circuit court, district court courts, because of his appointments of judges that respect the original intent of the Constitution and want to put judicial activism, judicial tyranny, and control over our lives and keep it in check. I think that's it's so important for people to understand why we are having these victories for freedom, and it goes all the way back to 2016 when the American people decided to elect a president like Donald Trump.
Yeah, again, we just look at the Middle East. Look at what's going on in China. Look how much power China's got in a relatively short period of time. And when I say that to some of my hardcore lefty friends, they go, well, but Trump always talked about how great Xi was. And I said, no, not the way you think. You're taking it totally out of context. Okay? The one thing he said over and over about Xi and some of these other guys like Putin is that they were great in the sense that the first thing they did was protect their people, protect their country. Their country came first. And that's what he was trying to say was, you know what? I'm going to protect my people at any cost, just like the Chinese president does.
Right. You know? Yeah, the Chinese president is doing his job, putting China first. And in some ways, definitely. I think with Taiwan, it could be foolhardy at the end of the day. But yeah, Trump recognized him as being a strong leader for his people. And that's exactly what Donald Trump aspired to be for the American people, to put America first, to be a strong leader economically, for the foreign policy, respectful of the Constitution judges. And he was a president who people may not like him, may not like his personality, but he was a president who clearly put America first in every way, shape, and form. And I think that's a model for other presidents of both parties to follow.
All right, PJI.org, people, PJI.org. Get with the program. These are people that help out others all across the country for the things that you and I. Brad, God bless for what you're doing. We will have you back on again, I am sure. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
Right now.